Your community is here to serve. With essential products, services, care, and compassion, here's WBEN's Susan Rose.
Today on Here to Serve, we're joined by Catherine Bestine, partner at Cohen & Lombardo PC, to learn about how they're stepping up during this crisis to let Western New Yorkers know they are here to serve. Catherine, I mean, no doubt there's a lot of stress between couples cooped up together. Some that may have been considering divorce could be at a point where they're ready to move forward with the process. But with courts closed, what options do people have right now?
Well, first of all, for serious domestic matters requiring the safety of an individual, we're referring individuals to the Family Justice Center as they are able to access judges virtually for abuse-type situations and in getting an order of protection for an individual. Now, for those matters deemed non-essential or not of an emergency basis, an individual can prepare themselves by conferring with an attorney. So here at Cohen & Lombardo, we are conducting phone conferences in the same manner that we would have conducted in an in-person consultation. So if the other spouse has an attorney, then another option is to have the attorneys work through any emergency situations and develop a plan going forward during the time that we are deemed non-essential.
Okay. Now, if you're a person who's looking to begin the divorce process, but you're worried about your spouse maybe retaliating by stopping payment on bills or the mortgage, what's important to know?
What's important to know is that in any new divorce proceeding, a status quo order is automatically issued, which gives guidance to the parties on how they are to conduct themselves during the proceedings. And in that status quo order, the parties are directed to maintain the financial arrangements and custodial arrangements they were following prior to the separation.
What about families with children? Let's say you're already separated and your spouse is withholding your children because of COVID-19.
Well, my advice is to document and keep a record of all attempts to resolve the issue outside of court. And if another attorney is involved, I would reach out to the attorney to try to work through these issues. But we are learning that the judges may hold a party in contempt for denying another party access during these times and may deem that parent unfit.
Now, if someone wants to talk to you directly, Catherine, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at the firm, 881-3010, extension 226.
Thanks to Cohen & Lombardo PC and all of the local organizations that are putting our community first and making sure we know that they're here to serve.